Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 021, recorded on Cyber Monday, November 29th, 2010. How was your week? American listeners, I hope your Thanksgiving was a great one. We have so much to be thankful for. Ours was excellent. The best part was I didn't gain a pound from the Thanksgiving Day feast. Yay! That was a goal of mine. John, who I mentioned last week, is not only home from the hospital, but he's up and around and sporting a new goatee. You look very cool, John, and if you're listening, we were thrilled to see you on Sunday. I'm going to take a minute here in the intro to talk about this time of year. For many, this is the beginning of the most hectic 5 or 6 weeks of the year. If you fit into that profile, you need to become a list-making realist, or you're going to lose your guitar playing time. Gigging musicians play for work, but even they have to apportion time during the day to practice or rehearse. For those of you who play for recreation, those minutes and hours will become elusive as we are on the eve of Hanukkah and are in the countdown to Christmas. I'm serious. Make realistic lists of what you need to do beginning today. If you don't, you're going to be overwhelmed unnecessarily and you will lose your time with your guitar. Think realistically about how long the things you need to do actually take to accomplish. This is something that when I do things that I don't do all the time, I'm sometimes given to really misjudging the time it's going to occupy. If you have to do something that's season-related, beware of underestimating the time you're going to need to spend doing it. Don't think you're going to get the shopping done in record time or underestimate decorating time or whatever other responsibilities you have to do. No matter how busy you get, you will benefit from scheduling a half an hour at minimum of guitar time. Crossing the midline every day is so beneficial to your clarity of thought for all the other hours you're awake. If you have to put a reminder in your BlackBerry or your iPhone or whatever cell phone you carry so that an alert rings to remind you it's time to play the guitar, do it. If you do, you'll keep your chops and you'll keep your cool when things are getting crazy all around you. So start scheduling your personal appointment with the guitar for a lot of reasons this time of year. To my Jewish students and friends, happy Hanukkah, and let's get right into the show. The Student Spotlight is next. Well, this week the Student Spotlight is more like a total eclipse of the moon. there are only two students, Arno and Olivia, but in all fairness, a third of my schedule was missing due to Thanksgiving, so It's not a hopeless situation. Arno and Olivia, you're both doing great. Although one of you is doing way better than what I heard last week. I know you were well prepared, but you didn't play well for me at all. I'm going to chalk it up to that you were having an off night. I know you were utterly prepared. So our only concern is if this becomes a pattern, we're going to have to look at why you're suddenly having some kind of performance anxiety when you play for me, or if something's going on immediately before we have our lesson that's distracting you or something like that. But nothing to worry about at this point. Both Olivia and Arno did exceedingly well. Next week is going to be the first podcast of December, and it will contain the November student review. So, guys, if you're listening, you've got one more week to wow me before I make a month review of you, so keep that in mind. Let's move along to the question of the week. this week's question comes from a few students who had difficulty with their slurs and inquired why mine were so much better, louder, and stronger than theirs. Well, that relieved me. I knew that for a few students, at least I had a job a little bit longer. It always entertains me when students ask me why I'm playing better than they are. Anyway, this question came primarily in the realm of pull-offs. Well, it's back to basics here. For those of you who don't know what a pull-off is or have never played one, a pull-off is a type of slur. In this case, it's a descending, which means higher pitch transitioning to lower pitch, slur, created by fingering a note on the fretboard and picking it with either a pick or a finger of the right hand, and then removing the finger of the left hand that is on the fretboard in such a way as to cause the string to sound the open string or other fingered note that remains on the fingerboard without picking it with a pick or finger, just from the movement of removing the finger. So the students that had difficulty with this during the past week were lapsing into what I like to call Roger liftoff mode. They were lifting off rather than pulling off. Remember, the significance of that word pull suggests something lateral. Think of a tug of war. That's what's going to help you the most if you have inconsistent slurs or pull-offs, or your pull-offs don't sound properly. In a tug of war, a rope is pulled or tugged horizontally. In the case of our pull-offs, the left-hand finger must fret the desired note and then pull off the string, remaining pressed to the fingerboard in the direction of the palm of the hand. That pulling movement will cause the fingertip to slip off the string intentionally and snap the string into sounding another tone, either the open string or a note being fretted on that same string on a lower fret. Keep in mind, if you're pulling off to a closed or fretted note, you've got to have your finger on the note you're pulling off and the note that is yet to sound. You're not going to be pulling off and then hammering or then placing your finger on the note to be pulled off to. You've got to hold them both at the same time. So if your pull-offs are muted or soft or downright anemic, make sure you're pulling off and not lifting off. Only NASA does that. I hope this has been helpful. I hope your pull-offs will resound resplendently. And let's move along to this week's news. In the news this week, the nice folks at Epiphone want to make your choice of an Epiphone Les Paul an easy one. Not just because it's a great guitar, but by offering you a Which Les Paul is Right for You page on their website, where you can compare four models: the Les Paul Special 2, the Les Paul 100, the Les Paul Studio, and the Les Paul Standard. Now, by no means is that the entire range of Les Paul guitars, but they represent enough uniqueness that the Epiphone people are going to try to compare those models so you have a better idea of which of those guitars may best suit your playing as well as your budget. Okay, Epiphone's history and association with the legendary Les Paul dates back to the early 1940s, when Les, working at the Epiphone factory on 14th Street in New York, created the world's first electric guitar, better known at that time as the Log. It's amazing to think that that sophisticated and graceful thing that we look at now used to be called the Log. Over the years, the Les Paul guitar has remained the most sought-after guitar in the world, fueled by a host of professional players who have made it their instrumental choice. I mean, you know, the list goes on. You know, Jimmy Page, Peter Frampton slash Ace Frehley, Zach Wilde. I mean, on and on and on. I don't want to even go into all the names. But which Les Paul is right for you? I mean, just because an artist you like plays one doesn't mean it's the guitar for you at all, and just because they play a particular model doesn't mean that's the model for you if you are getting a Les Paul. Epiphone offers a wide range of Les Paul guitars for all experience levels and budgets. I will link to an in-depth look at their four most popular models to help you make a decision with this. This is great. You know, if someone's giving you this lovely gift for Christmas or Hanukkah, or you're treating yourself, especially if what you were thinking of was a Les Paul, you really need to check out this Which Les Paul is Right for You page. I'm going to link to it in the show notes, so check it out. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. Most likely be revisiting in the coming weeks. Gifts for guitarists. It's that time of the year. I'm going to speak about some good choices if you're shopping for a guitarist, and good choices if you're a guitarist and have been asked to supply some requests to kindly folks who want to spend some money on you. I have quite a list, so I'm going to try to take these from those that take the longest to acquire to those that you can jump online for or run to your local music store to get. So today I'm going to cover ones that you can't just run out and purchase. You're going to have to do a little preemptive shopping. Let's start inexpensively. If you or the guitarist you're buying for plays with a pick, what about personalized picks? I know there are a lot of websites where you can have picks printed. I'm going to link to the manufacturer that I've used for over a decade. Oh gosh, it's probably two decades now. D&D Picks. The owner, John Dahl, yes, that's his name, and he is one, will be glad to help you. His website is very basic, no bells and whistles, but it's quite clear that you can order a variety of colors and thicknesses of nylon pick there. He sometimes has a Celson available too, but not at this time. So nylon is all you can get right now. I was just on the website a few days ago to check to be sure my information was right. You can order as few as 100 picks with a name imprinted or any phrase that fits on one side of the pick. For an additional charge, you can have both sides printed or have a logo printed. John's turnaround time is good, and I must say I have never had any picks come through incorrectly printed or the incorrect thickness. Now, if you're requesting these for yourself or someone else has asked you for them, be sure you know the gauge or weight of the pick that you need. Especially if you're buying this rig as a surprise gift for someone, don't throw your money away on a too light or too heavy pick. If you are not a guitarist and you're listening to this podcast and you're contemplating doing this, be advised that a pick is not just a pick. It's a personal, very personal, what shall I call it? Tool? No, not really. Utility? I don't even know what the word is. Accessory, I guess. But the thickness of it is very, very important to the guitarist playing with it. It's a matter of taste most of the time, so there's not just one weight of pick that just everybody uses. And secondly, besides the weight issue, definitely make sure that the shape pick, the traditional size and shape pick that John offers, and that's the only size and shape he offers, is what your guitarist uses. I mean, if you have a guitarist that uses a little teardrop jazz pick, don't spend the money on these. It's a nice thought, but they're not going to play with them. So check it out all before you make your order. If you're looking for the thickness of the pick and you're not a guitarist and you don't know what thickness it is, and if you can't somehow work pick thickness into a conversation to get that information right from your guitarist, frequently the millimeter thickness is printed either embossed in the pick. You might have to get a magnifying glass to see it. Sometimes it's printed right on the pick if that printing hasn't worn off from sweat. And, you know, if your guitarist is well supplied, which, you know, most of us don't walk around with the picks we need or have them on hand. Some of us do. You might find a bag of picks laying around that has the size marked on it. But just be sure that bag of picks is the same size your guitar player is currently using. Anyway, so I'm going to link to D&D picks, and you'll have a great experience with John. There's no question about it. So that's it for the small and portable. Now we're going to move into the large and portable and the expensive. How about the original guitar chair? If you don't know about the original guitar chair, do check out my link online. If I can, I'll put a picture of it up in the show notes too. You have to have champagne taste for this, but it's a great gift for the guitarist who plays sitting down. Now, if you're buying for someone else, since this is a serious money purchase, you better not surprise them. Discuss it with them. The chair is great for posture and for general overall playing position. I'll put up the link. Now, you need to understand that this chair is not anything other than fine furniture. If you order it today, they may or may not be able to deliver it by Christmas, but this is a gift worth waiting for. Realize when you see the price that you're making an investment in ergonomic furniture that is going to give your sitting guitar player great relief from back stress and from legs falling asleep and from posture issues and all that. This is furniture that's fine enough to grace a formal living room, a formal bedroom, a music room, anywhere you could want to put this. It looks lovely. It's been engineered to be collapsible and portable for the guitarist who performs sitting down. I have several students who have this chair. I highly recommend it for everyone because guitarists are notorious for their terrible posture. They hunch over their instruments, and this chair just helps you stay erect a little bit better. It's totally comfortable. It was designed with guitarists in mind. It's not some chair that someone decided to call a guitar chair. It was manufactured and designed, I believe, originally by a chiropractor or someone in chiropractic medicine for either themselves or a loved one who played guitar and was having a lot of issues with their back. This is not a one-trick pony. The chair is portable and can be taken to a stage setting. Looks fine. I have students who, when they play on stage, they actually take this chair with them. It's totally movable. And it's available in a variety of woods, and the height can be custom ordered. Now, it's important that you don't make an order frivolously and that you check out your height, the height at which you customarily sit, if that's a comfortable height for you. How, you know, is your non-footstool foot, if you play with a footstool, flat on the ground, because that's where you want it. You don't want to have to angle your leg up or be on just the ball of your foot to have the guitar at the right height. So this needs contemplation, but it's a great gift. Not a one-trick pony. A lot of my students who have them use them for computer chairs and other activities where they're sitting for long periods of time. They'll opt to sit on this chair. So that's one large expense item that will take a while, and I'm going to hit the other one in this podcast too. And this might also take quite a while to have delivered. And again, with the guitar chair, it may or may not be delivered by Christmas, or, well, certainly not by Hanukkah, but it might be by Christmas. The factory, I think, is only open 6 months a year, and this is the time when it's open. So you'd do well to get on the beat with that if you're going to order the chair. The other large expense that might take a while to receive if you order now is a customized, or for that matter, not customized, but beautiful, wood music stand. Forget this option if you or the guitarist you're purchasing for doesn't use one. But if they do, this is an extravagance that may be treasured for a lifetime. Your guitarist or you may already be using a chrome or black metal stand, lightweight or medium weight. I live in really small digs, and my music stand is not out all the time. But if someone had given this a wooden music stand to me, especially one, you know, with my initial engraved on it or some symbol that was very meaningful or something like that, when I was a younger musician, it would have a place in my too tiny apartment because it would be just something that you spend your whole musical life with. In effect, becomes a family heirloom. So this is something you might want to consider. I'm going to link to two different manufacturers. I have not dealt with either of them. One has been around for a long time, and their website does not show a fraction of what used to be in their catalog. Now, I don't know if they've cut down what they offer, or they've just been a little lax in putting their full catalog of offerings online. They've been around a long time. I doubt that you will have a problem doing business with them, but again, I have never dealt with them, so I can't vouch for turnaround time or anything else. The other manufacturer is an individual who is going to handcraft your music stand for you. I haven't dealt with him either, but his work looks magnificent, and if someone were going to gift me a music stand, I have to say that's where I would want it from. I know just what I'd want it to look like. He will carve an initial or symbol or other thing into the music rest part of the stand. Both manufacturers have an assortment of woods to choose from, so I will link to both of them in the show notes. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to offer more suggestions for guitarist gifts. I think it's a good plan, unless something really major intervenes that I just must address. That wraps it up for the segments of episode 021. Let's move along to the outro. Okay, happy Hanukkah, everyone. Make sure you include your playing time in your day-to-day schedule, even with a calendar alert if you have to, between now and the end of the year. It's going to be harder and harder to find the time, so make an appointment for yourself. You do it with other things, do it with your playing time. Congratulations, Arno and Olivia. You're playing beautifully. Pull-offs must be lateral, like a tug of war. Epiphone is making it easier for you to figure out which Les Paul is for you. And please consider my gift suggestions. More will be mentioned over the next few weeks. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.